AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The G20 summit in China has just wrapped up. President Obama said the U.S. and Russia are still trying to come up with a way to work together to limit the bloodshed in Syria. No breakthrough yet. The president talked about cybersecurity issues, too.
We've had problems with cyber intrusions from Russia in the past, from other countries in the past.
And although he wouldn't say what he and the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, had said to each other about this, he did say the idea is not to ramp this up into a cyber cold war. And then?
Frankly, we got more capacity than anybody, both offensively and defensively.
Asked about San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick and his refusal to stand for the national anthem because he says the U.S. oppresses minorities, President Obama said,
if nothing else, what he's done is he's generated more conversation around some topics that need to be talked about.
The president's on his way now to Laos, where he says he hopes to help make some progress finding service members' remains who are missing from the war in Vietnam. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are in battleground Ohio today. Here's our Sandy Kozel.
Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are making competing Labor Day pitches in the pivotal state of Ohio, setting the stage for a critical month in their presidential campaign. The Republican businessman is joining running mate Mike Pence at a morning roundtable discussion with union members in Cleveland. The Democratic nominee visits the same city for a Labor Day festival with union leaders and workers, then moves on to Illinois. Trump is also expected to campaign at a fair in Youngstown, Ohio, and nod to the state's role as a make-or-break proving ground. I'm Sandy Kozel.
That pesky storm is continuing to twist hundreds of miles offshore in the Atlantic Ocean and is likely to keep swimmers out of the water on the East Coast beaches due to dangerous waves. This is AP Radio News. We expect to learn more in the next day or so about the kidnapping of an 11-year-old Minnesota boy 27 years ago. Jacob Wetterling was riding his bike near his home in St. Joseph when a masked gunman grabbed him. Over the weekend, authorities revealed they have found Jacob's remains. The spotlight is now on a man who was questioned soon after Jacob disappeared. The man was never charged. Our Steve Karnowski is in Minnesota.
Authorities have been holding a man that they have long called a person of interest in this case. His name is Danny Heinrich. He's being held on child pornography charges and is expected to go on trial in October. His home was searched in connection with the investigation into the Wetterling case, but he has not been charged in the Wetterling case.
Authorities expected to reveal more in the next day or so. The AAA says gas is $2.20 a gallon today, 21 cents cheaper than last Labor Day. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.